the rest of the story. One foggy night, August 1935, Jack set out to visit his fiancée. A 25-year-old aviator was about to graduate from his academy. The good news could not wait, and a desolate, winding mountain road lay between Jack and the girl he loved. Somewhere on that deserted road, Jack's convertible went out of control. It rolled over and crushed him. It crushed both of his arms and his chest. But now, wait a minute, he was alive. In agony, he waited by the roadside for a passing car to discover him. The minutes became half an hour. The half hour became an hour and another hour, and no car came. And then Jack knew that if he were to survive, he would somehow have to make it on his own to a nearby house. He tried to reach out with his right arm, but could not. Curiously, there was no feeling in it. Jack looked at his left arm and winced. Bones were jutting out of the skin. Blood was spurting from the wounds. So Jack, using only his legs, began to crawl along the roadside until a hazy light shone through the darkness and the fog, a light from the window of a house. Jack reached the house. He was taken to a hospital, mended as best doctors knew how. But after several days, the infection in Jack's left arm flared up again, and amputation was recommended in order to save Jack's life. Jack refused the amputation. Jack was an aviator, he explained. As an aviator, he needed both of his arms in the cockpit. Well, the infection eventually subsided and the left arm was spared, but Jack's problems were far from over, for you see, the right arm was still paralyzed. Many months after he left the hospital, otherwise healthy, he was able only to move a single finger on his right hand. But Jack did not quit there. He returned to active duty with his fleet. He got himself stationed at a base in the Mediterranean, and there, self-prescribing his own therapy, Jack, during his off-duty hours, began to swim. Every day in Toulon Harbor, Jack would swim, each day a little harder, a little farther, and it was then and only then that Jack's life began anew. In time, the therapeutic recreation became a passion. The young aviator abandoned the open sky. Many months of determination revitalized Jack's once lifeless right arm, but by then another voice was calling him, and Jack answered that call. Now, some remember Jack as the man who taught us how to breathe underwater, the inventor of the aqua lung. But let's you and I not ever forget where it all started. It all started on a foggy mountain road many August evenings ago. For that near tragic turning point in the life of the man who preferred to be called Jack, that turning point led to a lifelong exploration of a vast inner space for a mere arm's length from the sky. A young flyer, crippled, recovered, and turned to the deep and silent world, and he never, ever came back. For this one-time aviator, Jack, you know as Jacques-Yves Cousteau. That's right, Jacques Cousteau. Only now you know the rest of the story.